Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
So President Trump dropped some hints last night in a pretty terrific interview he did with Maria Bartiromo on Fox. There were some interesting hints, and that's what I want to open up the show today talking about. What does a potential Trump 2024 campaign look like? What exactly does it look like? And a couple of things I think he should do. One of them you may not like, I get that, but we should talk about it anyway. If you don't like it, email me. Tell me you don't like it. I thrive on your feedback. You're the best focus group in the entire world, the Dan Bongino Show audience, because you always tell me what you think. Today's show brought to you by our friends at ExpressVPN. Hey, it's your data. Your data is your business. Get a VPN today. Go to ExpressVPN.com/Bongino. Don't wait. Welcome to the Dan Bongino Show. Let's get right to it. I also want to get to some audience feedback. Once you see this thing I told you about, you can never unsee it. And the audience is starting to pick up on that too. Very good email. All right. Today's show brought to you by our friends at LifeLock. The IRS issued an urgent warning about a new scam. It's always a new scam to steal the electronic filing identification numbers from tax pros over email. Cyber criminals then use this information to file fraudulent tax returns. Unbelievable. Tax professionals should be aware of this latest phishing scam, but individuals must also take steps to protect themselves. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. Every day, we put our information at risk on the internet. It's an instant. In an instant, a cybercriminal could harm what's yours, your finances, and your credit. They stole my identity. It was a disaster. It took me a year to clean this mess up. Not a joke. Good thing there's LifeLock. I had LifeLock before they were even a sponsor. LifeLock, after that incident, it wasn't going to happen again to me. LifeLock helps detect, they help me detect a wide range of identity threats like your social security number for sale on the dark web. If they detect your information's potentially been compromised, they'll send you an alert. I played their voicemail on the show a couple of weeks ago. They contacted me. Luckily, it wasn't fraud, but they were ahead of it. Listen, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can keep what's yours with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection. Join now. Get your family signed up too. Save up to 25% of your first year. How do you do it? Go to lifelock.com/Bongino. That's lifelock.com/Bongino and save 25% off today. Don't wait. Secure your identity. All right, Joe, let's go.
There we go.
So a couple just quick notes here. Happy St. Patrick's Day. I am a quarter Irish. I don't know if you knew that. My mother's half Irish. This is an Irish nose, even though it's been broken a few times. This is definitely not an Italian nose from my father's side. Why are we not wearing green? Gee can vouch for me. I tried it, and that green screen filter or whatever on the camera had me like floating in the background of the TV. So I'm very sorry. I swear I had a green shirt on before, and it was just really distracting. So that, and then also I have a really big announcement tomorrow. Some of you may kind of sort of already know, but it's a game changer. So stay tuned to tomorrow's show. Joe knows, but I have to say tomorrow. I'm sorry. But it's good. Don't you think, Joe?
Oh, yeah, man.
Kind of good?
Yeah. It's exciting. Little good? Yeah.
Big time good?
Yeah.
Joe knows how good it really is. This is an act he's playing on you right now.
Yeah.
All right. So what does Trump 2024 look like? He dropped some hints last night. Well, let's go through step by step. In this first segment of the show, what exactly this should look like. And let me just caveat this in the beginning by saying, ladies and gentlemen, I read all your traffic and emails back, and I have our name on an alert on the internet because it's the name of my show. And I like to read your feedback because the show is for you. It's not for me. It's for you. And I read a feed last week on the Donald.win, which is a really good site I enjoy. And this guy was really offended. I'm not kidding that I'm so rah, rah all the time about midterms and 2024. And I don't know, I guess he wanted me to be more depressed. And I'm sorry. It's not that I'm rah, rah all the time. It's just, ladies and gentlemen, I want to see the country do well. And, you know, things got ugly in that last election. There were a lot of things that happened that we should all have our eyebrows up about, but I'm not giving up the fight. I'm sorry. It's just not my thing. So I'm going to lay out what Trump 2024 could look like. Step one is important. And he's doing it already, President Trump. He went on Fox with Maria Bartiromo last night, and he provided a contrast. Contrasts in politics are everything. Yin and yang, black and white, contrasts are everything. And he laid out last night The first contrast, which I think is going to be big and bold, it's the Biden immigration agenda versus the Trump immigration agenda. And he said this.
We have so much to get to with you. President Biden's first order of business on January 20th and 21st was to overturn your policies at the border, immediately stop construction of the wall, triggering an onslaught of new illegal immigration. Your reaction, do you believe this would not have happened had he not overturned your policies?
Well, my policies were working better than they've ever seen on the southern border. The wall is almost complete. We just had to fix little sections, complete little sections that had to be together. We needed them in order to get the trucks back and forth from side to side. But they've chosen to stop right in the middle. They could have it finished in a month, and it would be just magnificent. It already is magnificent what it's done in the areas where it's totally completed, but just small sections are remaining.
This is what step one, you can't screw this up. Okay. Step one has to be a constant contrast from this point on with the failures, the grotesque failures of the Biden administration just 2 months in. Now, Joe, presidential historians, we probably wear bow ties and eat foie gras for lunch. Yeah. They'll probably tell you, Lovey, they'll probably, you'd be Gilligan's Island fans. The younger kids are like, who's Lovey? You'll get the joke. Watch those episodes. They will tell you, these presidential historians, you know, a former president's typically keep quiet and let the new president do his thing. No. The verdict is in. The old rules are out the window. After what happened in the 2020 election, I have zero interest in the old rules. Those are not rules at all. Those are suggestions you should promptly discard and throw in the waste paper basket, as my grandmother used to call it. Throw that right out. President Trump obviously has no interest in remaining quiet. Don't let anyone pressure you into remaining quiet. If I was talking to the president right now, and I don't think anybody's telling him that, you should provide a constant commentary and a contrast with the disasters of Joe Biden and what you did versus what he's doing. Keystone Pipeline shut down. You got 11,000 jobs lost. Yeah, we were all on board on the Keystone Pipeline. Yeah, we were all on board with border control, you know, building the border fence, fortifying the border fence, keeping the remain in Mexico policy so we don't have people claiming asylum in the country who aren't eligible and then disappearing into the United States. Biden's not doing any of that. Yin and yang, black and white, contrasts all the time. A diamond always looks brighter on a really dark background, and that luster's there because it provides contrast. Human beings think in contrast. That's what foils are about. Provide that foil. Do not, if anybody gives, I don't think they'll do this, but if anybody gives President Trump advice, we should stay quiet and let Biden do his thing. It's the classy thing to do. What, to lose the country and watch it get flushed down the toilet bowl? No way. Step one, provide a contrast. He did it last night at Maria Bartiromo. He was on point. I saw some people say, oh, the interview wasn't that exciting. No. It was exciting. It may not have been as emotional as we're used to with President Trump, but it was exciting because he did what he needed to do. He provided a contrast. Step two, what Trump 2024 looks like. He's a businessman, ladies and gentlemen. He's always been a businessman. It's his bread and butter.
Amen.
Tell me what you think about this. Give me a thumbs up or thumbs down too. When I ran for office in Maryland, in this seat I had no business even competing in, it was a Democrat plus six congressional district. We won that race on Election Day. We lost on the absentee count. No one's ever come close since. One of the things we did was a contract with the citizens. Ladies and gentlemen, people love contracts.
Yep.
People don't love, hey, contracts. No, they do. They don't believe politicians. They think you're all full of stuff. We're on terrestrial radio. I got to be careful. They think you're all full of it. People like contracts. Remember the contract with America? I don't care what you call it. Call it, if you want liberal flowery language, I don't think you do, but call it the promise document. I don't care what you call it. If you need snowflake language, I don't care what you call it. A promissory note if you like financial stuff. People love contracts. So step one, he needs to provide the contrast. Step two, he should provide some contract with the citizens about exactly what 2024 is going to look like. He's a businessman. Contracts are natural. And by the way, he's got a record to back up that his contracts mean something. Because when he won in 2016, he promised a bunch of things he produced. Judges, a border wall, tax cuts. He's already got that, the bona fides, to staple that to the wall and say, look, this means something right here. I love the idea of a contract with the citizens. Get it out early. Not now. We're not even past the midterms. But right after the midterms, get that out. The contract could be something about big tech. I wrote this down. Something about tax cuts again, because Biden's going to hike your taxes. I discussed that on the show yesterday. I got to be honest with you, folks. Yesterday's show, not a big hit. I was surprised. Well, I think maybe we got a little too wonky on the tax stuff. But, you know, listen, my show, I'm always self-criticism counts. The show's for you. But it was kind of wonky on tax cuts. It was a lot of information. Put that in there. Put something on capping, finally, government spending. At least at a minimum, cap it. We should be cutting it, but at a minimum. Put something in there, obviously, on immigration, on election reform. If we don't put anything about election reform on there, forget it. It's a waste of time. Put something in there about the filibuster. If they dump the filibuster and we get Republican senators in there, we'll only need 51 senators. Here's the agenda I'll pass if this filibuster's thrown out by these lunatic Democrats. That contract don't matter. He's got a record. He's got the bona fides. He's got the backbone to do it, and he's done it before. So what's step three? This step three you might not agree with, and I'm sure a lot of brilliant political consultants, the Lovey class, Joe, bow ties and everything. Not against bow ties. You know, I'm not a bow tie guy myself. I'm not a tie guy. the political consultant class will not like this. I don't care. I like it, and I like to think outside of the box, and so does President Trump. Step three, he should immediately announce his vice president the minute he declares. Wait a few days so you get two bites at the apple. Maybe 2 or 3 days. Maybe announce on a Monday and then on a Wednesday announce your VP. That's crazy, Dan. Nobody's ever done that. Yeah, exactly. That's why you should do it. But there's a reason. You split your forces right away. He's already been president once, folks. It's not like a mystery what he's going to do. You know, I know we have to keep the tension built, Joe. We have to build up the tension and we have to pick someone from a swing state. Get rid of all that crap. That doesn't mean anything. Indiana wasn't a swing state for, but get rid of all that stupidity. Why would naming your VP right away matter? And it's never been done before. Cruz named Carly Fiorina early, but it wasn't right away. Because what do you do, Joe? Joe, just a quick question.
Yes, sir.
This is not a trick.
Mm-hmm.
Is it better to have two people on the road in a campaign with your agenda or one? Not a trick question, Joe. Just checking here.
I like two, man. You know, you can do a whole bunch
of
stuff.
I like the twofer. I'll go for the two for two.
Baby.
That's the whole idea behind the Big Mac. If one hamburger worked at McDonald's, why not put two on there, right?
Right. Little sauce.
You ever eat Five Guys?
Oh.
I know I'll probably lose 1,000 listeners a minute, but my humble opinion, I think Five Guys makes the best burger. Much respect to Whataburger. And what is it, In-N-Out? But Five Guys, you got the two. You got the two. You got the double. I eat three doubles. No, you don't. Yes, I do. Ask my wife. I have a disgustingly large stomach.
Yes, you do. I know you do.
Right?
Yeah.
Don't I?
Uh-huh.
I can eat like a 9,000-pound elephant. You got the double. Get both of them out there early. Split your forces early. My opinion right now, as it stands, could change, but my opinion, that person should be Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida.
Hmm.
Can you imagine? There we go. Gee, finally. Gee's a little, you know, first 3 weeks, he's like hanging. Now he's like just injecting himself. I like that. Take some initiative. He gave me the thumbs up on the side. Mm-hmm. I like that idea. Can you imagine a contract with the citizens, Trump on the air providing a contrast with the disaster Biden's doing, and then DeSantis and Trump out there in the media all around the country hitting swing states a year from now or right after the midterms is the best time. You want to get the midterms done first. This is the greatest idea ever. I'm sorry. Self-praise stinks. There have been much greater ideas than this, penicillin and other stuff. But at least in the last few days on my show, split the forces. Get these two titans out there. Both of them are geniuses in handling the media. This could be spectacular. All right. One more step and I'll move on because it is a loaded show today. I got a lot going on. He has to provide counter programming. Step four. walk through one through three now for counter programming. So Trump's a media genius, is he not? Had this really popular show on NBC, has made himself an international brand. Think about it. His name, people licensed his name. I love my content, but no one goes, hey, Dan, can we put your name in a hotel? Why? Because it'll make people show up. That's what he did. Like, he just put his name on stuff. He is an expert at handling the media. Every time Biden shows up in a spot, once he gets going after the midterms, Trump, he should run a 2-year campaign. Immediately after the midterms, him and DeSantis, boom, out there. Get out there right away. Everywhere Biden shows up, Trump or DeSantis should show up too and do counter rallies. It would drive this Biden team absolutely insane. They will never be able to keep up with Donald Trump's energy. Never. It'll never happen. It will drive them wild. Joe, what do you think? Yeah, I didn't get a thumbs up from this. You're not liking this idea? What do you mean? Okay, he is giving me a thumbs up.
Yeah.
Joe, what are you digging?
It's a strong
ticket, this chili?
Bro. Yeah, yeah, strong.
It's an awesome ticket. And imagine the fury. Biden shows up to say, Kenosha, Wisconsin, to tour whatever, an auto factory, whatever it may be. And then Trump and DeSantis hold a rally. Trump's in Kenosha, and then DeSantis is in Madison or something. Can you imagine? It would drive them nuts. It would drive absolutely insane. I'm sorry. We'll talk more about this as time goes on, but that's what Trump 2024 should look like. Constant contrast with Biden and the media, which he started last night. Contract with the citizens. Split your forces. Name a VP early, preferably DeSantis. Now, step four, step four. I almost did a Biden. No, that was four. I did do a Biden. Counter programming everywhere. All right, I'm going to get to this quick Politico article. I'm going to move on to my second sponsor. And then on the other side of this, I got a serious topic, folks. I've warned you, the fight's coming to your door. Repeatedly. I hope you're taking my advice, because after you hear this story out of Loudoun County, Virginia, you're going to be like, no way, way. Okay, thank you to the listener, you know who you are, who emailed me this morning. I told you all to always be on the lookout, right, for these Republicans pounce stories. The gist of Republicans pounce stories are, whenever Democrats cross a line and do something really stupid that the public will largely object to, Andrew Cuomo's nursing home disaster, Hunter Biden being caught with on video with doing drugs or whatever it may be. The story is never about the Democrats' failure. The story with the media, because they have to protect the Democrats, is always about, quote, Republicans pounce on Cuomo scandal. What is that? It has nothing to do with it, but they do it to keep the focus off the Democrat and on Republicans as if they're making some story up for political advantage. And I said to the listeners, did I not, Joe? I said, listen, when you see Republicans pounce, Republicans seize, conservatives seize, conservatives pounce, you will never be able to unsee it. And an email I received this morning was hilarious. A listener sent to me, Dan, I learned your Republicans pounce lesson, and I'm finding them, and I can't unsee them. Here's the first one I caught. Politico, here it is. Alice Miranda Alstein, Republicans pound abortion infanticide message. Listen, there it is. It's not pounce or see. Now it's pound. Here we go. So the Democrats that are pushing towards an infanticide agenda. I mean, the most grotesque thing you could possibly imagine. The story's not about that, Joe.
No.
It's about Republicans pounding. They changed the CE to a D. So thank you to the listener. I told you, once you see it, you can't unsee it. Did I not?
Yep.
Thank you to the listener who sent me that. You'll see them everywhere now. It's never about infanticide. It's always about the Republicans' response. All right, let me get to my second sponsor today, and then I'll get to this. Told you, this fight is coming to your door. Keep those eyes open. Today's show brought to you by one of my favorite sponsors, because I eat the living daylights out of their products. I just told you I'm a big eater. I love my food. Omaha Steaks. You ever wondered what makes Omaha Steaks so good? It's the aging process. They age their steaks at least 21 days. That's the magic. That's where it happens. That's the sweet spot. You can try those mouthwatering steaks in their Butcher's Bestsellers Grill Pack. It includes four of their iconic fork tender, butcher's cut filet mignons. I always kind of, it makes my mouth water this because I love their products. 4 ultra juicy burgers, 4 savory pork chops, desserts, and so much more. Go to omahasteaks.com, enter Bongino, B-O-N-G-I-N-O in the search bar for a special price on this butcher's bestsellers package. Plus, you'll get 4 more chicken breasts and 4 more of those delicious burgers for free. Pile the twofer on the burgers. Pile the twofer in there. You'll never eat another burger in your life. Omaha Steaks has been the leader of gourmet steaks and food since 1917. No one comes close to matching the flavor, tenderness, and value of Omaha Steaks. Every order is flash frozen, vacuum sealed, and safely delivered in a cooler with dry ice. Stays ready to cook in the freezer for months. It's all backed by their unconditional 100% money back guarantee. How do you get this great offer and this absolutely delicious food? Steaks, burgers, chickens, desserts. How do you get it? You go to omahasteaks.com and type keyword Bongino, B-O-N-G-I-N-O, in the search bar, and then order the Butcher's Bestsellers pack today. And don't forget, you'll get 4 free chicken breasts and 4 burgers. That's omahasteaks.com. Use keyword Bongino in the search bar. You will not regret it. You'll never eat another steak again. Check them out. All right. Thank you, Omaha Steaks. The only regret is you make my mouth water every time I read that spot. Okay. So, folks, on a serious and disturbing note, but a warning nonetheless, that we need to get back in this fight and stay in this fight because there's no duck in it. I ran into someone, a woman, she's a friend of mine, at the parking lot of church this weekend, and she had said to me, her daughter's very active in politics. And she said, I got some bad news. Kind of my daughter's backing out of politics. She was a really strong conservative. She's upset about everything. And she said, you have any advice? I said, forgive me for not quoting him exactly, but you have to take the advice of, I believe it was Plato. And the gist of what he said is when you duck and back out of politics, you're destined to be ruled by people a lot dumber than you are. There's no backing out. I'm sorry, there's no backing out. I know consumption of political podcasts are down. I know people are upset after the debacle in the last election. I get it. I totally understand that. And when you're ready, you're ready. I'm not here to push you into anything you're not ready for. I'm just saying I'm asking you to get ready quick because this fight will be at your door. And trying to hide from it will only incentivize the people causing this to do more. What do I mean? Well, the left is starting to figure out new and clever strategies to destroy your life and destroy your freedom. Georgia right now is leading the way, their state senate. Their governor's a little weak, on this. But the Georgia state senate and Georgia legislators are moving to clean up their elections process and make them more free and fair so that we can trust the vote in the state of Georgia. So, of course, the left hates that because they hate election integrity. That's not their thing. The left can't stand that. Anything they can do to make people question an election, that's right up their alley. Voter ID. We can't have that. The left responds. Voter ID. They'll say something racist like black people can't figure out how to get an ID. Joe, again, does that sound kind of racist?
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. It does. But nobody checks them on it because they're leftist, right? So the left is figuring out now new ways to destroy and decimate elections so that they can basically do what they want. What's one of the ways they're doing it now and how this fight's coming to your door? Listen up, corporate America. This one's for you. Consider it a public service announcement. They're now figuring out ways to pressure corporate America to now, when they don't like a bill like the bill in Georgia, which would clean up their elections, they're now finding ways to pressure corporations in Atlanta. Play this cut. This is from CNN. This is Latasha Brown from Black Lives Matter. Watch what she sells. Watch what she's trying to sell CNN about. Hey, we got these businesses in Atlanta, Coca-Cola and UPS. What does that have to do with an election integrity bill? We really need to do stuff to make sure they get on board. Check this out.
I think that corporate citizens also have a responsibility of protecting democracy. Quite frankly, democracy is good for business. That when communities and when nations are stable and they have stable, strong democratic institutions, those markets also are strong. And so I think that we have to look at companies that are based right here in Georgia. When we're talking about UPS, Delta Airlines, the Southern Company, Coca-Cola, all of the Home Depot, those companies, we work at those companies, we're part of management, we're also voters, we're citizens, and we're consumers. And so when you're looking at what is happening right now, this anti-democratic, racist legislation that is happening, we expect those corporations, it's a corporation, it's a call to corporations. I actually think it's a great opportunity. Those corporations have said that they're aligning themselves with racial equity, they want to move forward, and literally, as we want to make this nation stronger and better and protect democracy, this is the perfect time for them to use their political leverage to stand up and say, no, we're not going back to the Jim Crow era.
Corporate America, I'm warning you, consider this a public service announcement. I'm not kidding. I am really trying to do you a favor here, even though you've largely, a lot of corporate America has abandoned American values. I'm trying to do you a favor. You are being lulled into a trap. This will never, ever stop until you grow a pair of cajones and you finally start to tell these activists, we do not do legislation. We sell dark sugar water called Coca-Cola. That's what we do. You want another new Coke debacle? I just watched the show on the History Channel about the Cola Wars. Remember New Coke, Joe? You younger kids
certainly
probably don't remember.
Yeah.
It was one of the biggest PR disasters in business corporate history. You want another new Coke on your hands? Start doing what you're doing now. Oh my gosh, the Coke board sitting around. BLM activists told us we have to combat this voter integrity measure. And the Koch people, who have no expertise in legislation or free and fair elections at all,
right,
none, and who don't want to unionize probably these, a lot of these corporations, I don't know about Coca-Cola, but don't want to unionize their own places. They want to stop some of those elections. Okay. Yes, yes, we got to get on side of Black Lives Matter, the communist terror group that terrorized our streets throughout the summer. We got to do that. You are being lulled into a trap. People will walk. They are tiring of this. And conservatives are learning we're not stupid like a lot of our political opponents. Conservatives have learned from the tech wars. We are learning from their attacks on us by Amazon, the attacks on Parler, their attacks on Twitter, being banned from Facebook. They're learning. We are learning how to organize, and we are getting good at it. I am warning you, corporate America, you are being lulled into a trap. This is five or six people in their mama's basements with blue check marks on Twitter tweeting to you, Coca-Cola, you better come out against this election integrity measure in Georgia. We don't want free and fair elections, and you better not want them either. And they fall for it like suckers. The way to stop this, and it will stop, is when some of the corporate titans in this country who are losing their way come out and say, we have had enough, period, full stop. We have nothing to do with this legislation. We're not interested. We sell Coke. That's what we do. Delta, we fly people on planes. It's a dangerous business. We need to be attending. We need to be attending to our safety. We need to be attending to our business model during this crisis. We do not do politics. They will all go away when you stop. I promise. It is four or five kids in mommy's basement. That's what they do. Well, what are the consequences if you don't listen to me? Well, you're seeing them right now. Let's go to this Daily Mail story. Be in my newsletter today. If you'd like to subscribe to my newsletter free, go to Bongino.com/newsletter. Good Morning Britain. That was a show, Joe. Good Morning Britain, kind of like Good Morning America.
In Britain, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But in Britain.
Yeah.
Loses a third of its viewers after Piers Morgan quit as rival BBC Breakfast soars back into the lead with nearly 700,000 more people tuning in on Tuesday, while ITV shares fall 1%. Daily Mail, which has the longest headlines in the history of humankind. You don't need to read the story, right? No. The whole headline is in the Daily Mail. The whole story is in the headline. So, you know, cancel culture snobs, those four or five kids in mommy's basement with the blue check marks on Twitter, Joe, they thought it would be an absolutely spectacular idea to get Piers Morgan fired for daring to criticize Meghan Markle, who is a hero, the queen, the icon of the woke left, during her interview, her disastrous interview with Prince Harry and Oprah. Piers Morgan spoke out and said, "Nah, I think she's lying." Well, of course, they forced him off the air, forced him to quit, and their audience promptly collapsed. Nice job. Nice job, wokesters. Yeah, really, really well done. The sane people are learning. Sane, not same. Sane with an N. They're learning. We're learning how to spend their money wisely. We're learning how to give up on things like Coca-Cola, Delta, Good Morning Britain, and other products when those products do things that don't align with a free and fair society where people can speak out without the fear of retribution. I got another one here. Washington Times, it'll be in my newsletter today. Check this story out. Big shocker, Joe. Wow, this is on network TV? Raunchy Grammy Awards spark outrage, comma, sheds viewers.
Oh.
The biggest night in music dropped 52% from the previous year in initial ratings. Nice job.
Daddy.
Nice job. No, no, I mean nice job to conservative, sane people who didn't want to see Megan Thee Stallion and Cardi B. Whatever that was. I did not watch it, but believe me, I saw it on social media. I don't know what that was. If we were doing a different show on the weekend at 11 o'clock, I might be able to describe it to you. But apparently a lot of people who were watching that were like, nah, I'm out. Channel changer. Or these days we use remotes, right? Clickaroo. Remember you used to have to get up and actually change a channel? Coca-Cola, you think this won't happen to you? You think conservatives and sane people are just going to sit back while you get involved now in every single political piece of legislation and you take the liberal side because BLM, a Marxist terror group, told you to do it? Here's a spot in the Washington Examiner, being a newsletter again today. They did a die-in, Joe, at Coca-Cola, a die-in. Coca-Cola, just a hint, they're really not dead at the die-in. It's a PR campaign. They're not really dead when they land, just so you know. Coca-Cola die-in shakes up campaign against GOP-backed ballot restrictions. Even the Washington Examiner phrases that ridiculously. They're not restricting anything. They're just stopping what the changes were in the past, which led to chaos in the last election. Coca-Cola, the people aren't really dead. It's a PR stunt. You want to be the next Good Morning Britain or the Grammys? You will. It'll be New Coke part deux. All right, let me get to my third sponsor. And on the other side, I just want to talk about Fred Siegel's Iron Triangle. You need to know, if you haven't heard about the Iron Triangle, you need to know what the Iron Triangle is. Because it's now the Iron Square.
Oh, yeah.
Get to that. Yeah, Joe knows Siegel's Iron Triangle. So he's like, well, there's a square now? Yes, there is. Stay tuned. Today's show brought to you by my friends at Teeter. Listen, you know I love their inversion tables. I use it for my back. But now they're bringing it. What are they bringing? A full body, zero impact exercise machine in one simple machine, the Free Step Recumbent Cross Trainer. This is my new go-to. When he leaves at the end of the day, sees me there rocking it on that thing. Why do I love it? Because fitness plays a huge role in my life. Keeps me sharp. My wife and I both use the Free Step now, especially when I have bad knees. I got arthritis. I hate talking about it, but it's true. It beats me up pretty bad. The Free Step lets me work out, get a great workout, a peerless workout without the pain the next day. They sent me this. I got to tell you, seriously, I was a little skeptical when I first started. I got on it first time. Bam, new go-to. New go-to. I don't even use anything else. The other stuff gets cobwebs in my garage. The Teeter Free Step is totally unique to anything else out there because it's really low impact. It's technology licensed from commercial PT equipment. So you'll get a smooth linear stride. It protects your knees, hips, and back better than any other cardio machine. I'm working the entire body without wearing it down. I'm too old for that now. You can dial the resistance down to get a warm-up. I do that sometimes before the workout. Or sometimes at the end, I crush it with Tabata sprints on this machine. Seriously, if you're an MMA guy or woman out there, you want this machine. Simulates kind of high-intensity guard work. I'm not kidding. Check it out. The Free Step is proven to burn 17% more calories than a recumbent bike. Plus, you get access to trainer-led workout videos on the free Teeter Move app for personal training and motivation from the comfort of your own home. What are you waiting for? Get moving, feel great in 2021 with the Free Step Recumbent Cross Trainer. Teeter has an exclusive offer for you. Get the Teeter Free Step Recumbent Cross Trainer for $100 off when you go to teeter.com/Dan. Get the URL right there. The Teeter Free Step is over 1,000 reviews on Amazon with a 4.6 star rating. With this exclusive deal, you'll get $100 off when you go to teeter.com/Dan. You also get free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. There's no reason not to try it. Remember, you can only get the Teeter Free Step Recumbent Cross Trainer and save $100 by going to teeter.com/Dan. That's teeter.com/Dan. This machine's no joke. Check it out. My heart's racing when I get off that. All right. So getting back to the show here, I got this iron triangle thing or the iron square now. And then I want to get to the story from Loudoun County, Virginia, which Guy read this morning. He's like, is this really happening? I'm like, yes, yes. Unfortunately, it is. But just to tie up this corporate pressure campaign, where now the left has done this for a long time, but now they're doubling down. As you've seen by that CNN interview we played, Black Lives Matter and others, now anything they object to on legislation, anything, anything, they're going to go right to corporate America. And until they stand up, this is going to get worse. And corporate America is just going to collapse. So Fred Siegel, in his great book, Revolt Against the Masses, talks about how the left has always moved their agenda in the past. Whatever it is, climate change, taxes, they have this thing called the Iron Triangle: media, academia, and congressional committees. Congressional committees hold a hearing. They get academics talking about how all the polar bears are dying, Joe. Next thing you know, the media picks up the story. Oh my gosh, there's no polar bears. Remember that video of the starving polar bear they attributed to climate change? Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, it had nothing to do with climate change. So the Iron Triangle of congressional committees, the media, and academia are experts at pushing out a narrative that moves public legislation in a direction the left likes. Look it up. Fred Siegel, Revolt Against the Masses. He calls it the Iron Triangle. It's genius. It's the Iron Square now, because the left is figured out by adding another piece to that. Corporations, that their Iron Triangle is even more effective, that the square works even better. That's why I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, I said this segment was the fights coming to your door. This segment here is about the fight coming to your door if you are in corporate America. The next one's going to be about the fight coming to your door if you're a parent. Corporate America, one last time. If you do not stand up now and tell your customers you are there to provide products, not political opinions, this will only get worse. And we are figuring out how to give you the double-barreled middle finger and move on and find other corporations or create them ourselves that don't do what you're doing. That is, take ridiculous political stances. So corporate America can't hide from this fight. And ladies and gentlemen, neither can you. I saw this story at the Daily Wire by Luke Rosiak, and it really is stunning. It's a complicated story with the details, but the core of it and what it means for you isn't. The headline is this. It'll be up in my newsletter. Please read it. Again, Bongino.com/newsletter. Teachers compile a list of parents who question racial curriculum, plot a war on them. Quote, infiltrate, shut down their websites, expose these people publicly. I'm rarely surprised by anything. I think either is Guy or Joe at this point, because we wake up every day exposing the left. But this story, I'm telling you, the details are shocking. Here's the bottom line up front. There were a bunch of concerned parents, God forbid, concerned parents, right? In Loudoun County, Virginia, who were like, hey, listen, this whole critical race theory you're trying to teach my kids, CRT, you'll see in the article if you read it, this doesn't sound right. Teaching my kids to hate themselves because they're white, that sounds kind of racist. I mean, you know, having people look at themselves and hate their skin color, and that sounds like the very definition of racism. So some legitimately concerned, caring parents in Loudoun County said, we're not really digging that, Chili. We're not going to do this, and we're going to fight back. We think we should just, you know, like corporate America, just sell widgets. We think education facilities and teachers, Joe, should do this crazy thing, like teach stuff, you know, reading, writing, arithmetic. Maybe not teach critical race theory, patriarchy, white privilege, you know, racism. If you're, we're not really digging this whole thing here. So they fought back. Good for you. Well, what happened? the teachers, who apparently aren't really that interested in teaching, given that our public schools are collapsing, were like, let's go wage war on the parents. Not a joke. Here's screenshot number one from this absolutely outrageous, incredible, sorry, sad, tragic tale. Quote, Daily Wire, Luke Rosiak. A group of current and former teachers and others in Loudoun County, Virginia, compiled a lengthy list. Here we go with the list, Joe. These communists love their list.
Oh, yeah.
Compiled a lengthy list of parents suspected the dissidents, suspected of disagreeing with school system actions, including its teaching of controversial race concepts with a stated purpose in part to, quote, infiltrate and use hackers to silence the parents' communications and expose these people publicly. Those are quotes. Those are quotes from the teacher communists who are going to infiltrate, hack, and, quote, expose these parents publicly. Members of a 624-member private Facebook group called, quote, Anti-Racist Parents of Loudoun County named parents and plotted fundraising and other offline work.
Hmm.
Is this real? You know, I was on Fox last night and we're talking about Joy Behar, and I used the line. I got a few emails on. People were confused. I said, is Joy Behar, is she of this earth? And people were like, where'd you get that? My dad used to say that growing up whenever he was confused about what it was. I don't know. Don't ask me why he said it. It was just the dad line. You know, dads have lines. Whenever he was confused about someone doing something stupid, he'd be like, is this guy even of this earth? I used to listen. Are these teachers groups even of this earth? Who told you this was a good idea? Who told you that parents legitimately concerned about racist terminology and racist ideas being taught to their kids in school, like judging people by their skin color? Who told you it was a good idea to go infiltrate, hack, and expose these people like a bunch of communist thugs? Who told you that was a good idea? Wait, it gets worse.
Yeah.
So the Daily Wire reports that a local mother named Jen Durham in this Facebook group that was attacking the parents, this Jen Durham began what turned into a massive thread. She wrote, quote, this is a call for volunteers to combat the anti-critical race theory activities of the PACT folks and the like. Looking for folks. She's recruiting now. This woman who wants to apparently attack the parents, according to this report. She's looking for folks who are interested in volunteering to organize, lead, execute, and donate regarding the following points. Listen to this. This is like straight out of like the Soviet playbook. They want to gather information, community mailing lists, and lists of folks who are in charge of this parent group, basically, and lists of local lawmakers and folks in charge. They need lists, Joe. Communists love their lists. Yep. They always need a list. Everything's about lists to them, you know? Second, so first, gather, get your list. That's point number one. Number two, again, tell me how this is any different from like a communist manifesto. Point two, they got to infiltrate, Joe. Mm-hmm. Infiltrate by creating fake online profiles, joining these parent groups to collect and communicate information. Hackers who can either shut down these parent group websites or redirect them to pro-CRT, anti-racist informational webpages. Lists. Number one, you need your lists. Two, you got to infiltrate. How do you not infiltrate? Number three, they got to spread information, Joe. Mm-hmm. Expose these people publicly. Create online petitions. Again, please, if you overlaid that on like some communist, tyrant, tyrannical oligarchy manifesto, what would be the difference? Probably nothing. Oh, wait, there was one more. I'm sorry. Thank you. Geese, scroll down for me. Here's one more. Yeah. So don't just gather lists, infiltrate, and spread information, Joe. Find a way to gather donations for these efforts. Volunteering is great, but these activities can be costly, and not everyone has extra funds readily available. Make sure you get the dough to finance this operation, too. You're going to have to pay the infiltrators, right? Mm-hmm. You got to do that. Geese getting a little more active there. He chimed in. He's like, it's crazy. That's big for him. It's a big moment. Big moment in the show. Thumbs up. Crazy. Listen, gents, ladies, I'm going to get my last sponsor. And the other side is this is the most insane story of the day. I'm going to get to a Washington Times story in the newsletter too. I want to get to this last sponsor first. But again, on a deadly serious note, I know we go through the ups and downs and tidal waves of emotion during the show, but this is as serious as a heart attack. You can't sit this one out, man. If you think you're going to sit this one out, and don't worry, I'll just stay quiet when my kids taught to hate themselves in school, while they're taught racist critical race theory. Critical race theory is racist by nature. And I'll just stay quiet because I don't want to rock the boat. I don't want to lose friends, whatever it may be. Can I ask you a simple question? You okay with losing your country? Because it's happening right now. All right, we got a new sponsor. Our friends at MyPillow. MyPillow. Here it is. Here it is. I go to sleep right on the show on this pillow right now. I love MyPillow. I got another one here too. I'm going to show you in a minute. By now, you know about MyPillow and how it's changed so many people's lives. MyPillow won't go flat. I tried it out for the first time last night, got my box. Boom. Why do you think I'm so energetic today? Slept like Lucy, my dog, who you can't wake Lucy up anymore. She used to cry in the morning. She had to go out to go to the bathroom. No more. You can't even wake her up. That's how I slept last night. You can wash and dry these pillows as many times as you want. And they maintain their shape. They are made in the USA. If you don't have a MyPillow or you know someone who doesn't, get on it quick. Now's the time, because for a limited time, MyPillow is offering their premium MyPillow. Yes, the one that started it all for the lowest price ever. You can get a queen-size premium MyPillow, regularly $69.98, for only $29.98. That's a $40 savings. Kings are only $5 more. These pillows are pretty spectacular. Dug it last night. Folks, now's the time to buy. Not only are you getting the lowest price ever, but they're the best gifts ever. $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow, that's a steal. Buy now, and they will extend their 60-day money-back guarantee. How do you get it? How do you get these great pillows? Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square. There you'll find not only this amazing offer, but deep discounts on all other MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, and MyPillow towel sets. Or call 1-800-637-4982 and use promo code Dan. And if you don't check out their slippers, I was not a slipper guy until yesterday. Shame on you. Look at that. Look at that in there. Look at that. Look at that. I go to sleep right now in these slippers. Check them out. 1-800-637-4982. Use promo code Dan or go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square. Nice. Happy to welcome MyPillow. You know the deal. All right. So getting back to the most tragic, grotesque story of the day. Read this story yesterday. Thought it was some kind of a sick joke. Apparently it's not. Ladies and gentlemen, segregation is back. What? I thought that was a really bad idea. Can we get a little poll? Joe, segregation, bad idea?
Bad idea.
Thank you. Guy, bad idea, segregation. Guy is very bad idea. That's a threefer. Three for three. Very, not a good idea. I thought we kind of learned from that. The whole segregation thing, not good. Matter of fact, not only not good, very bad. Very, very bad idea. Joe, segregation's back.
What?
Dan, surely you're kidding. No, I'm not. I'm not kidding. You can read this story in the newsletter today. Washington Times, Kelly Sadler. Universities like Columbia are now encouraging racial segregation. Always fascinating, Joe, has how the alleged smart people among us, Columbia. Yeah. Listen, if Lovey went to a college, it was Columbia. Oh, these are the smart people. Joe and I are really stupid. Joe's just an audio producer. I'm just some dumb former federal agent. Guy's as dumb as us. He's just a really good video guy. What is he? We're all morons. Paula, a bunch of dunces. You know, we thought segregation was a really bad idea that wasn't worth bringing back. But apparently the smart people among us have told us something different. So what's the story? What exactly is Columbia doing to provide a framework for segregation to make its return? Well, from the Washington Times piece, apparently they're having segregated graduation ceremonies here. This is fascinating. Quote, take, for example, Columbia University. Fox News is reporting that in addition to its official commencement ceremony, the Ivy League school is hosting six different graduation ceremonies this year based on things like income level, race, and ethnicity. Are we really doing this? I really don't want to waste a lot of time on this story because it's self-evident how dumb the idea is that I don't know what to say to you to get you to believe that on the stupid scale, something that's hit a 100% stupid level, you can't go anymore. I don't know what other modifiers to use to describe to you how it can be dumber than it is by just reading the story. But I have an idea. I think it's a good, Joe, Gee, give me your opinion on this. I have an idea. I have an idea. No, it's a serious idea too. I'm not being sarcastic. It's a real idea. Because we know segregation by race and ethnicity and gender and your sexual orientation, whatever it may be, because we know that's really stupid. I thought we were a melting pot. I thought we were doing that. We're not doing that. That's over now. Let the liberals do that. We're going to, conservatives are going to continue with the whole melting pot thing. Liberals, you do you, whatever.
Yeah.
But Joe, tell me what you think about this idea. Columbia, you do your LGBT graduation, your Hispanic graduation, your Black graduation, whatever it may be. But can I suggest something to the sane, again, sane with an N, people of Columbia? Joe, I think that a group of white and Black students, LGBT students, Asian students, whatever they may be, I think they should show up at the Hispanic graduation. I think they should bring gifts, flowers, cards. I'm not kidding, folks. It's not a joke. It's not Pollyanna. Someone's got to take a stand against this garbage. I think you should, the Black and Hispanic and white students and Asian students should go to the Hispanic graduate or whatever. Black students go to the white one go to, I don't know if you, is there a white, I don't even know. I don't even know how this is so stupid of an idea. I don't even know how they broke it down. Is there a white only one, a Black only one? I don't know. This is so dumb. I'm not sure how it works, but everybody, you should go to the other one and bring gifts and flowers and cards. Not a joke. I'm not kidding. I'm not being like snowflakey.
I like that.
You should walk in. You should congratulate them. Give them all a card. Shake their hand. Sure. Take a selfie with them.
Yep.
And say, you know what? We're all in this together. We graduated together. Columbia is a challenging school. 4 years of our lives we dedicated to education. We're not going to be split up by race and ethnicity because we don't think segregation's a good idea. And we don't want to go back to that. So take some selfies. If you're white, go to the Black graduation. Bring a gift. Bring a card. Shake some hands. Congratulate them. If you're Black, go to the Hispanic graduation. Take some selfies. Congratulate everybody. Do it on social media. Tell the world how stupid of an idea breaking us up by race and ethnicity really is. Folks, I'm not kidding. And to anyone at Columbia listening, the students, I'm telling you right now, you can change the world if you did something like that. Bring some gifts, bring some cards, give them a big hug and tell them, I really don't care that you're Black today. I care that you're a Columbia graduate and we went through this together. Take a video of it. You could change the world. I'm not being dramatic. And let me just say to the Columbia officials who are falling back, this is their defense, Joe. The Columbia is saying, well, it's all voluntary, Joe. You don't have to go to the Black, Hispanic, LGBT graduation. It's just voluntary. So, Joe, just asking, if you were to walk into a restaurant and the restaurant had a white, Black and Hispanic section of the restaurant labeled above appropriately, Black section, Hispanic section, white section, Asian section. And you walked in and you said, because I know how Joe is, Joe would be like, it's probably not my kind of place. Cause I know Joe is not that, Joe's not an idiot. So Joe would probably say to the owner, hey, is this like a segregated restaurant? And don't worry, Joe, the owner's going to tell you it's just voluntary. It's just voluntary. Don't you worry. I'm guessing, Joe, knowing you, you would probably still do a U-turn and hightail out of there. Is that correct?
I'd volunteer to leave.
Okay, thank you. And so would I. Yeah, because the restaurant's defense, we're just providing a voluntary framework for people to segregate themselves, is asinine. Just like the Lovey class at Columbia is. We're just providing a framework. It's all voluntary. for stupid ideas? Idiots. Really, idiots. Dan, you're so harsh. Sorry, this is really stupid. All right,
man.
I know you think this story so dumb.
These last two stories.
It's real. It's a real story.
They're crazy.
Yeah. No, it's real. Oh, I'm not messing with you. All right, I'm going to get to this last story, and unfortunately, I'm going to have to get to the DNI stuff tomorrow because it's important. Because it just shows you how fake news develops. See, Guy, we got a segment for tomorrow. But I wanted to bring this up at the end because, you know, self-criticism is important on the show. I told you yesterday's show, I loved yesterday's show, but I love economics. I'm kind of, you know, wonky on it, but it wasn't a big hit. I'll be honest with you. Although I thought we laid a lot of information, but self-criticism matters and even covering it on the air. Some people in the industry, right? Joe Tate, don't bring up any mistakes. No. We don't do that. This show, you know, we crack that fourth wall. Our highs and lows are your business. You've dedicated your lives to listening to this show an hour a day for the last 3-4 years. You know what that means to me? I mean, that's such, I owe you everything. And I have to say, in a moment of self-criticism, I think we're getting played by CNN. I'm serious. I think we're getting played by CNN. I think CNN is just trolling us now. And that's how I'm going to end the show today. I want to show you this clip. Not now, the second. He's like, what? We're going right now? We still got 5 minutes left. I want to play this video. CNN is playing us. CNN is totally collapsing. They're trolling us right now. They know nobody is watching, and I'll show you that information in a minute. So their boogeyman is gone, Joe, Trump. He's gone. And Biden's sitting in the White House right now. So they need a new boogeyman. So who's the new boogeyman? Tucker Carlson. And they're playing us because they know we'll play clips of Tucker Carlson being criticized on CNN, which then Tucker plays to give CNN, you get what I'm saying? How this is an endless cycle?
Yes.
CNN has no ratings because Trump's gone. CNN needs a new boogeyman. Let's pick Tucker as the boogeyman. Tucker then gets mad, then plays cuts of CNN, playing cuts of him, which then CNN plays to go after the thing. I get a lot of emails on this. I really think we have to start ignoring CNN when they do stuff like this. I really do. In a moment of self-criticism, I think we're being played. Me too. By Stelter and the other goofballs. Here's what I mean. Here's a video of John Berman yesterday, who, again, the story on CNN is about another network, the new boogeyman, Tucker Carlson. Check this out.
The president is asking doctors and local leaders and religious officials to help get more Americans vaccinated, a vaccine that was developed under the former president, who bragged about how fast and effective and safe it is. Standing in the way of this message is a mountain of misinformation and possible malevolence. Case in point. The administration would like you to take this vaccine. Joe Biden told you last week, if you don't, you can't celebrate the 4th of July. But it turns out there are things we don't know about the effects of this vaccine. And he went on and on and on. So why would this television character spend so much time on his show throwing shade at vaccines, feeding the fears of half of Republican men who say they do not plan to take it? This television character likes to say he's just asking questions. So here are some questions. Does this character think it's important to slow the spread of the virus? Just asking.
Folks, I'm telling you, we're getting played. I'm admitting it. I'm criticizing we are getting played. I'm criticizing my own show here. CNN is playing us with a lot of their nonsense. Brian Stelter and CNN are totally collapsing. And they know the only way to get ratings back is to pick a boogeyman, hit on that boogeyman, Tucker, over and over, run segments on another news host or opinion host, and then getting the other news host, me and others, to then fire back at them because no one's watching otherwise. You don't believe me? Look at this Wall Street Journal article. Unlike CNN, we produce facts. Notable and quotable, CNN. Total day impressions fell by 45% last week compared to the week after the election. CNN's dying, folks, from the piece, which is interesting. CNN and Brian Stelter love to critique other networks. Their network's collapsing. Turns out Newsmax was contacted by Brian Stelter about their ratings declines. So Newsmax responded to Stelter with this. This is great. This is classic. Only CNN would do a story on Newsmax's drop in ratings when its own Nielsen total day impressions fell by 45% last week compared to the week after the election. and Stelter's own reliable sources show fell by 44% over the same period, with more recently his show having lost nearly 1 million viewers since January of this year. Stelter was contacted to comment on his network's rating decline, but did not offer comment. They're trolling us, Brian Stelter and CNN. Maybe this factual segment is a troll and we got suckered again. Could be. Triple reverse psychology. They are playing us and I'm admitting it. One more piece of evidence that they need a boogeyman. They're totally collapsing. Great, great piece in my newsletter today. Matt Taibbi in his Substack. With ratings down, the network's hunt for a Trump replacement. Oh, Tucker Carlson, that's the guy. Here's a screenshot from the piece. It has a tweet from Noah Rothman in it. Shows you just how bad the rating collapse has been. Noah Rothman writes, yikes. Look at these shows, 30%, 12%, 28% drops for CNN and these other shows. Folks, they need a new boogeyman. Tucker Carlson is it. They are playing us. And I'm going to try. I'm going to try to not give wind to the sales of this stuff in the future. All right, we're going to have to leave the DNI report tomorrow. It's a good story, though, about Hunter Biden. And again, the media falling for a trap. I'm going to show you how the disinformation campaign works tomorrow. It's really important. Don't miss that story. Hey, thanks again for tuning in. Again, we'll have a really, really great announcement on tomorrow's show. Really great announcement. You're not going to want to miss. I think you'll be very happy, the loyal listeners who've been with me for a long time. I'm just going to leave it there today because it's an emotional day for everyone. Thanks, folks. See you all tomorrow.
You just heard Dan Bongino.